In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. The first cut is Jay Hardwick, cotton producer from Newellton, Louisiana. Second cut is Woody Anderson, cotton producer from Colorado City, Texas. And the third cut is Woods Eastland, a CEO of Staple Cotton in Greenwood, Mississippi. This is cut one. Start your machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
Now, with hearings from the compliance panel coming up, and with a decision expected in May or June of this year, WTO Director General Lamy announces a high-level cotton session in Geneva, one that seems designed to inflame the cotton issue once again. The Secretary's actions appear to permit the Doha round of negotiations to be held hostage by Oxfam and several West African countries.
This is cut two. Start your machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
It's hard for me to excuse French policymakers for ignoring French governmental participation in the economic deprivation of West Africa, and then trying to use the cotton debate to shield their own farmers from further WTO liberalization.
This is cut three. Start your machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
However, not all cotton-producing countries are suffering as a result of the overall worldwide prices. Cotton production in China continues to rise. While Oxfam and others decry low world cotton prices, India has doubled cotton production and exports and currently offers cotton for sale over 5 cents a pound cheaper than the lowest U.S. price cotton.